Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a good friend, Peter Meyer, back on the show. Peter is an 18-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? More than 18 years he's been hanging out with us. He is the founder and the principal at the Meyer Group, M-E-Y-E-R Group, and he's the author of several outstanding best-selling books, including Warp Speed Growth, including one of my favorites that I talk about even when he's not here, Creating and Dominating New Markets. He's our good friend, Peter. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's a real pleasure to be here with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Peter, I know you want to talk about symmetry and asymmetry today in terms of management. And as I was thinking about this, I was thinking about the way I am about things. I have an eye. My eye picks up asymmetry real quick. It picks up things that don't match. It picks up lines that are supposed to be parallel that aren't. It's almost, you know, you've heard of people who have perfect pitch, who can't stand, if you're off key, they drives them nuts. I'm that way about things. I have a little bit of a calibrated eye, and it sees things. If two doorways are not lined up when I look at the two doorways in perspective, it drives me nuts. So it's not that I don't like asymmetry, because I do think asymmetry has a place. It's just that I see it real quick, and I hadn't thought about it until you brought this up. But I guess I probably see it pretty quickly in management too. Talk to us about that.
Well, thank you. I think that asymmetry and symmetry is a great topic to discuss in terms of how to improve how we grow our business, how we manage our business, Let me start with a real story, which is a different kind of thing, really, but often the same thing that we see on a daily basis. The story is that my friend Mark, this is a real story, is faced an odd question. He runs a substantial seals and bearing business. One of his best salesmen has brought in an order that could be a significant win for the company.
Mm-hmm.
It includes expensive and high-end margin installation kits, you know, fancy stuff that's going to be delivered directly to the tech in the field, and the customer wants to include a screwdriver because every installation. So the salesman brought the order in with screwdrivers, but Mark's company doesn't make screwdrivers or carry screwdrivers.
It didn't fit their paradigm, did it, for what a package should look like?
No.
Which was a very symmetrical
paradigm. In a symmetrical world, exactly. In a symmetrical world, there's no place for a screwdriver in this kit. So Mark's operation team wants to decline the deal. Of course, Mark's sales team wants to take the deal, explore new opportunities.
Of course.
They want to do something that's asymmetrical and move into a new area. And they both teams came to Mark and said, make the other team do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you run a business, you've been through this before.
I have, many times.
And the way I look at it is that symmetry is comfortable. It's familiar. It's what we're used to. And as you said so very well a few minutes ago, it is what appeals to us in so many.
And it's in the eye of the beholder. Isn't it? And it's mm-hmm. governed by your perspective, one of my best story on this, Peter, is when I was at Sears as a pup in way back in college. Even if I had an opportunity to sell something we didn't have in stock, a big ticket item, I would go to my merchandise manager, if whoever was in the store, I'd go to my I need to make a long-distance call. Well, back in those days, a long-distance call cost money. And so I went, if my merchandise manager was there, it was a $500 sale to him. But if the store, if the assistant manager was there, the guy who was watching the pennies, it was a $1.29 phone call to him. And anything different for those two was asymmetrical, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes. Very good. And so then the question is, which way do you go if you're managing both those situations?
Mm-hmm.
Now, managing Jim, I'm sure, at those years was a challenge.
It was very challenging.
But we have the same challenge.
But I did keep bringing those sales challenges to them. So we're gonna talk some more about this, folks, with Peter Meyer. So Peter's example was a great corporate American example of how things are with teams. Mine was a little smaller, but you get the idea. And you're having to deal with all this. When do you choose to follow the paradigm of symmetry, the one that you're comfortable with?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.